Good morning. It's 7th of August. Our New Testament reading today is Mark's record of the Gospel, chapter 2. In this chapter we read of the calling of Matthew. I'm going to read to you from Brother Lou Sargent's book, The Gospel of the Son of God. The first four disciples were all fishermen. Two were cousins of Jesus, and the others their companions in toil, and early associates through the work of the Baptist. Now Jesus broke out of this intimate circle into a different class, where his choice defied social and religious convention. This was to have far-reaching consequences. If it did not actually set in motion the train of events leading to the cross, since for that we must look at least as far back as the healing of the paralytic, it undoubtedly hastened the pace. A shrewd man would never have made what would seem such a blundering choice. But Jesus had a greater quality. He had wisdom. The call of Matthew opened a door to a new sphere of work among the most spiritually needy of Abraham's children. And through that door, Jesus went to gather them in. But the choice of Matthew meant much, not only for his ministry, but for his self-revelation. In Mark's record, we have passed from the physical cleansing of the leper to the combination of spiritual and bodily healing for the paralytic. This further step is a climax to these two miracles, for it is a messianic act in the moral realm alone. In it, Jesus is shown fulfilling the words spoken by the psalmist of the Lord himself. He gathereth together the outcasts of Israel. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. Those words come from Psalm 147. Matthew, to take farewell of his past and celebrate his joyful entry on a new life, gathered his old associates to a feast where they could meet his new found Lord. Among them were tax collectors like himself. Others also came who were so much on the fringe of respectable society as to be dubbed sinners. Left to make what he could for himself before passing the balance to the higher ranks, Matthew had so prospered that his house could hold a large number of guests, for there were many reclining at table besides Jesus and his disciples. In addition, by the custom of the time, others uninvited came in to look on. Among these observers were scribes and Pharisees, or perhaps scribes of the Pharisees, that is, scribes by profession, who were of the Pharisees' party. They surveyed the gathering with disapproval. "Why," they asked the disciples nearest them, "is he eating with tax collectors and sinners? Why publicly show his fellowship with the least worthy members of society?" Jesus overheard and was quick with the reply, as Mark gives it. "No need have those who are well of a physician, but those who are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners." They that are well are literally the strong ones. Mark and Matthew here using a different word from Luke. It was a cogent justification. He came to call them. And in so doing, he was not lowering himself to their level, but raising them towards his. He was also giving succour, not merely where it was needed, but where it would be received. For there was irony in alluding to the scribes as the strong ones. This was their estimate of themselves. We leave Brother Sargent there, and perhaps reflect upon the possibility that our perception of ourselves might be different from that which the Lord has of us. Thank you for listening.